The Afterdubs podcast is brought to you by Rear Admiral Rum. For those wishing to explore from port to aft comms, Rear Admiral Rum. Bring delicious rum to you whenever and wherever you need it. For one monthly fee, we bring you all the booze you can handle, one handle at a time. Rear Admiral Rum, floating aimlessly through life one bottle at a time. Here's a message. Send out an SOS to Rear Admiral Rum, and we'll hook you up with our monthly spirit love. Our other alcohols include Jelly Bean Joe's Gin, Wing Commander Whiskey, Comrade Cajun Vodka, and Tiny Tina's Tequila. Use promo code Cavassier later for a free week. And now on to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Skeleton, woke as fuck, toking up, Yongjin choking up, don't see me coming. Pass the slight, y'all just bumming. Couldn't win a gold, cause Russia juicing, China losing, Irish boozing, and soon you'll be choosing America in the medal round. It's about to go down, half pipe blasting, curling, half and bashing. Japan don't have a chance in hockey, don't get cocky. My love of kimchi got me rocking this woolly so long sleeve. But don't get down on me, I'm the hero, ought to be. Love for the underdog, and you can clearly see Jamaica, we got a bobsled team. Yongcheng, more like Ling Blang, Olympics worldwide, and I'm here to slay. America, gotta say. Yo, Maroni, don't fall.
I got it. I fell off.
I fell off the beat. I was trying to get that little, slide that one right in there. I couldn't do it. Nah.
Oh, Jesus.
After mother effing does.
Yeah, I think that one's on.
Testing.
Yeah, we're good. Sure. We got
bringing it in.
And we even got a fade out on the audio board. Who's running the board?
We got an intern.
Fade out's done.
So what you get, Anthony, you take one day off and get in here.
Jesus. I don't know how to fade back in. One thing at a time.
Yeah, Adam's still learning. So we are live on a Friday night. It's a podcast. So
Friday night.
What are you watching? Twitch, you freaking nerd.
So I'm Joe.
Ben.
Adam.
And then we have a new person joining us, Brandon. Wait, do the button.
Which one is it?
I don't know.
Reinforcements?
Yeah.
Reinforcements have arrived.
Interim intern Brandon.
Brandon's here.
Special guest star.
Hello. Ooh. I can't hear my own theme music.
Oh, it just said reinforcements
have arrived.
Yeah, you're probably good.
You're good.
All right.
Now it's a wolf howl.
Even better.
We are starting with something, a new segment today.
Yeah.
It's a blind taste test of bourbon.
Hell yeah.
I'm fucking with my mic.
What do you know about bourbon? What do you know about bourbon?
I know nothing about bourbon.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going to review it. So we have four samples of five?
Yeah.
Five samples of various different qualities of bourbon
and whiskey.
And one whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey showed up.
Ben fucked up.
Oh,
yeah. He grabbed something and I was just like, oh,
bourbon's in one whiskey.
Yeah, well, you're not going to tell the difference anyway.
All right.
What's
got some cough syrup too? Like I thought, like
I got some
it's a bourbon challenge.
I got some blood, human blood.
All right. So let us start at the beginning. Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Start
Should we all
one?
Grab one?
Number one?
How's this working?
Start on one.
Bourbon is a type of American whiskey, barrel aged distilled spirit, primarily made from corn.
Okay. Everyone's got one, right?
Holy shit.
Do you want to put a little ice? There's an ice
like
cup there.
Fire.
Grab an ice chunk and pass it around.
Probably just one little piece.
That shouldn't be much. Yeah, that's probably all you need.
Oh, yeah. Let's get some ice going around.
Yeah, I think so.
The name derives from the French Bourbon Dynasty.
Are you making this shit up?
No, I've got Wikipedia pulled up.
So you're making it up.
So they're making that up.
I'm an expert.
All right, so we have dropped ice into our little Dixie cup.
Because that's what fancy people do.
This is number one, right?
Nice. Where did
this
is one. Number one. We just took it from the one column.
Right. Oh, the number one column. Sorry.
Yeah, girl,
cheers.
Let it breathe.
Yeah. Spin it around.
Use really your cheers. Technique.
Use your technique,
whatever that is.
Whatever it's, it's your thing. And do you sip or down the hatch? Sip, then down the hatch.
We are rating it, so you do what you get.
Taste is mostly smell.
It's how. Oh, is that a real thing?
No.
Let's check the light clarity.
Yeah.
The fade on this is, you know.
All right, I'm sipping.
Whatever, fuck it.
I don't mind it.
It's like
this is easy to drink. I could drink probably like
is that like lemony?
Six pack of this.
Citrusy? Is there a citrus in there?
It could be. I don't know how bourbon's made.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah, please.
I think they put orange peels in that from the southern region of India.
To be legally sold as bourbon, the whiskey's mash bill requires a minimum of 51% corn.
They put mashed potatoes in there?
Looks like they there's a pot. Some
there's
mash,
pot?
Sour mash, fermented.
I'm guessing this is 1719. I know that was a brand.
It is?
Are we guessing or are
actually,
we just
I
rating
don't know.
It?
I think it was like 17 something.
It's not 1719, is it?
I don't know. 1792. I think that sounds right. Small batch.
Are we going to reveal one at a time?
No, I think we should keep going, but that's where I bought this one. I may say all of them are that.
1719 is the Yu-Gi-Oh trading card of Ouch. Comic book store whiskey.
Fair enough.
We're going to be drunk.
That was little bit one.
I'm not done yet. Jesus. Yeah. The rule you have to finish it?
Yeah, that's the rule.
Rule one is you have to finish it.
Everyone take their palate cleanser after this.
Oh, yeah. We do have pineapple juice. Oh, I don't know where mine went. We have pineapple juice.
Holy shit.
To cleanse the palate after each one. It is 100% dull pineapple juice.
Yeah, we're going to get our vitamins.
A, C, and E. Right?
But why?
Why what?
I went to the dole plantation in Hawaii.
Were you racist?
How was cool. it? Come on now. It's a Hawaiian plantation. Yeah. That's true. No, there was pineapples and shit. It was really cool, but it was also really corporate-y. Like, not that that's a bad thing,
well,
but I'm just saying, like,
it
didn't feel like a farm, you yeah. know? It felt like they planted, what was cool is they planted a bunch of different trees you would never see. So, like, they got cocoa trees. So, they got a line of cocoa trees. Pineapples. They got fields of pineapples. Obviously, fucking pineapples everywhere. They got...
But fields, pineapples in the ground, right?
Macadamia nut trees. They got macadamia nut trees. Yeah, pineapples in the ground.
Which
yeah.
is crazy.
Yeah.
Seems like they should grow from a tree.
Yeah, I thought they'd be in a tree, like in a coconut tree.
Yeah.
But that's coconut.
It's like a carrot.
So, you know, what are you going to do?
It's like a carrot with a shell on it, and it tastes a lot better.
So what'd you guys think of number one?
I liked one.
If you sip it, like, in very small amounts, it's easy to drink.
Yeah, it wasn't yeah. great to shoot, but it shouldn't be.
Are you a bourbon fan, Wilkie?
That's fine. I like it. It tastes like whiskey, so.
I think it was like, I feel like it had some sort of citrusy undertone. Just saying. Should we do two? That's Let's get after it, huh?
Yeah, I'm ready. Ready.
Passing Popping it out right
I'll pass
now.
It over.
What's, Magic what's, of radio. All right, I just hold on to this one. Now I got to pass the ice cup around.
I got something in my ear. Anyone else hearing that?
Yeah, I got something in my ear, too. Oh, somebody's funny. Unplugged. Plug yourself in.
Something's making like
a... Hold on.
It's you. There, that's you.
There you go.
Right. Yeah. I'm plugged.
Jesus.
Ice?
Oh, ice. We need ice.
Come on, intern.
Sir.
Jesus.
One job.
But you have a lot of jobs. You're just not good at any of them.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm keyboard caddying it over here.
When American pioneers pushed west, the Allegheny Mountains, followed by the American Revolution, yes. the first counties they discovered, vast regions.
Vast regions of?
One of these original huge countries or counties was Bourbon, established in 1785. So there you go. Named after a French royal family. So we are drinking French.
We don't know that because one of these is whiskey.
This is freedom.
And one of them is
freedom whiskey.
One of those is barely alcohol.
All right. So one we all agreed was good if sipped.
I think they're all going to be, except for one, they're all going
to
be
I'm
good.
I'm trying to disturb and Google image Dipping search.
It. Yeah, Dipping two. It. Here we go.
Cut to the chase.
Let it breathe. Ooh, that sounds, it smells rough. Oh, God. It smells like rubbing alcohol.
It's actually not as bad as it smells.
Oh, really? It's better. Oh, it's better he thinks it's not.
Oh,
not Joe's not good. Liking
it. I am not liking it.
I like how I'm sitting in on the whiskey finger, and I don't know a thing about whiskey.
No.
Yeah, that's yep. bad.
I know which one that is.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, I know which one that is, too.
I don't like that.
There was
like
one that was significantly cheaper than the other one.
Does anybody like
pretty
that?
Sure we may have discovered it.
It's like whiskey-flavored alcohol.
It, like burns my tongue,
like
and it's
rubbing alcohol
it.
That's flavored like bourbon.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, they took a stock and poured, like, soaked it in bourbon and then put it in a bottle of alcohol.
Yeah, I can definitely taste the sock.
That's garbage. Yeah, that's like liquid garbage.
I went into this thinking I wouldn't be able to tell which one was like the $11 bottle of bourbon.
This is like the $17.97.
No, this one is terrible. It tastes like paint thinner. Not that I've tasted paint thinner. I just imagine it would taste
I did like the first one better than this one.
This could definitely
That's
paint.
The only rating I can really...
Well, you have to finish it, though. That's a deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on it. I got to let my ice fully dissolve.
Yeah, see, that'd be the idea is get the
or whatever,
ice.
Melt.
Or
whatever you call it.
Joe looks like he's going to die.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, maybe chase it immediately with the pineapple juice.
I saw one plastic bottle downstairs, and I think we just found it.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, there was one bottle I was definitely willing to carry with my left hand.
Only uphill from here.
So I think we all agree. Know that. Number two.
That wasn't a penis shaped bottle. That tasted like.
None of those bottles are penis shaped. You need to like Google what a penis looks like.
I'm Google image searching bourbon right now, but I can easily switch that.
Please not on my Wi-Fi.
I also like all the live cameras looking at your screen right now.
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, it's like, we're like we're policing Wookie because we have a thought that he just looks at porn over there the whole time we're doing this.
Well, we will be talking about porn later.
Still yeah, let's just keep going, huh?
Just keep it. Keep plugging away.
Holy shit. This is
alcoholic. I'll pass.
Puff, puff, pass.
Oh, you pass.
There we go. No, intern got one. Ice. Ice, ice, baby.
This one smells a lot better.
It looks better.
Mm-hmm.
This one smells caramely.
I still, like, I even washed that down.
Does this smell like caramel?
Doesn't smell like anything, so it's a good sign.
I'm thinking this is the, what it was, the Jack?
Gentleman Jack?
Gentleman Jack? Gentleman Jack? I think this is the whiskey.
It smells like, it smells like caramel. I hope it tastes like caramel. I really like caramel. It
smells like hope.
Yeah, well, it smells better than whatever we drank last time.
Whiskey is built on hope.
Oh, light the fire, burns.
Well, cheers. Cheers to number three.
Oh, I already drink it.
Oh. I already started.
He's excited.
Sorry. Right. Well, this is what happens on Friday night.
It smelled good.
Well, that's better.
It's a lot better.
It's sippable. It's still a little rough, though.
It is.
It's got a something.
Caramel.
It's got a Groot. A Groot?
That's caramel.
Right to the nostrils. Flavoring.
To the nostrils. Yeah, I feel it.
That's the Gentleman Jack of it.
I feel like you're right. I still like number one the best.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yep.
Thoughts?
So far, smoothest. Yep.
Smoothest for sure. If that's the $11 bottle, I just there's no point in drinking anymore.
Right.
Just give up.
Because clearly I don't know what's good anymore. Oh. That sip went down a little rougher.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a big enough sip, you go and get some.
What?
I'm looking up famous Kentucky bred horses.
Bred horses or...
Now I'm gonna look up bred horses. You gotta think there's a picture of a bred horse.
You googled it. You said
bread for my horses. Somebody asked a question if they can feed bread to their horses.
What about that? What about that Toby Keith song?
Beer for my. There is totally a bred horse here. Check. Confirm. There is a loaf of bread with legs.
Are you on Chrome? Are you using Chrome as your browser?
Nah, I use Mozilla, man.
If you use Chrome, we could put it on the TV.
2007?
Nah. All right, next time. Next time when you actually figure out your web browser.
I don't even know if I have Chrome.
You got to get your stuff together, Will.
Secretariat was apparently a Kentucky bred horse.
I don't love that one.
I don't either.
No.
Are you guys ready for number four? I'm just plowing ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm going to even drink some pineapple after that one.
Ooh, that was only three? Jesus.
How are you guys feeling after three?
Hot.
It is warm in here. We may have to turn on the fan.
No, it's too loud. We didn't decide it's not too loud, right?
No. No, we used it last time.
Oh, that's right, we did.
Here you go. Ice. Where are the ice?
Oh, you got one?
Okay. Smart.
As a wolf.
Ice?
Ice.
Ice, baby.
So this is the fourth type of bourbon and or whiskey. And I am... not really sure what it is.
More pineapple.
I forget all the types we had. I think we had 1792. So we had
bullet and some year.
Bullet year. 1792.
And then Colonel Lee.
Colonel Lee was an $11 bottle. Yeah. Bottle.
It's like, you know, they have rail whiskey and whale stuff at a bar. It's like the stuff they put under the rail.
Yeah.
Whale stuff at the bar.
Shut your
This is below rail. Below rail.
And then what else is there? There's one more. Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace. I've heard it. I've heard from others that it is the best.
We're still missing one, aren't we?
Cheapest, best. What?
Colonel Lee, Gentleman Jack, Bullet, Buffalo Trace,
and then the
1792. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Oh no! Number three is catching up to me.
That rubbing alcohol is going straight to your mouth.
Here we go.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue, but he also
Getting racist?
No.
Just drink. Well, that one's smooth. I like that.
All he did was sail.
Yeah, that was good.
It's got like a fruity undertone. I'm just making this up, but...
You don't have to tell us that.
Oh, I was supposed to be in my head. I put my hand on my mouth, and, you know.
Yeah.
Sideways.
Totally. I like it.
Smoky too.
It's a bit smoky.
Is it smoky?
A bit smoky.
I can't taste it.
So far, which one's your favorite after having this one?
That one's not bad, actually.
I take it not this one.
Joe does not like this one.
I like it maybe second best.
Well, yeah, one was rubbing alcohol, so.
That's still, I feel like, on my tongue. It's not great.
That's probably not for human consumption.
I don't know.
Like, use this to sterilize your veterinarian equipment.
Do you have veterinarian equipment?
I just only use Colonel Lee's bourbon to sterilize it.
Yeah, that's fair. This one's a little tighter.
Tighter.
Fiercer.
Oh. Fiercer.
Like, it's got sharp edges. Like, it does. I feel that way.
So it's like John. It's not like Johnny Weir. It's more like.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of Johnny Weir. I don't get him. But I ain't afraid of him.
He dresses like a grandma. Like a 75-year-old woman.
Okay, I'll tell you this. Honestly, I watched figure skating at the Olympics. Yeah, I don't remember watching Johnny Weir skate.
Well, you don't? He won a gold at some point, right?
Yeah, but like 10 years ago.
Sure.
Even though
Terry Lipinski, like 10 years ago.
But I mean, I was watching.
But how long did he skate for?
I missed it. Years.
Two Olympics.
Two?
Really?
For sure.
We could Google this instead of.
No, why would we do that when we can just bullshit and make it up?
But I just think like I missed him. I missed Johnny Weir.
Oh, I remember winning. He was super flamboyant when he was skating too. But he didn't dress like a grandma.
I think I don't always. I like figure skating, but Johnny Weir rubs me the wrong way. Back to our bourbon test. What do we think of this one? I told you. This one's probably the penis shaped one. Was that Buffalo Trace?
Oh, yeah. It definitely. I would say it's got sharper edges to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think what you mean by that is it's harsh when you first drink it and then harsh when you finish drinking it. Mm-hmm. But the in-between is nice.
It's like an area rug, but one that's not soft. You know? Because if you get a rug that you can lay on, then
the
it's
most
like
complex
laying
analogy.
Out a rug, it's nice. But sometimes you get a rug that's like indoor-outdoor rug, so like and it's not made for laying
on. Like
you don't lay on
Berber
that rug.
No. Berber rug, yeah.
You wear your shoes on the rug. But you don't lay on.
Is it like AstroTurf rough or is it Berber?
Yeah, like wait, what's Berber?
You don't know what Berber is?
No, is that the baby? That
I'm Googling Berber the worst Berber. Bourbon
Berber
ever.
Is like
holy shit.
The carpet here when it has like the little fingers, that's like not Berber. Berber is like it's got like no fingers.
It's like woven.
Yeah, it's like
Is it
like
this?
A thick thread.
That's oatmeal?
Really?
You're looking at a picture of oatmeal.
No, I think I know what you. I think that's what we have actually.
Berber
is like it's not as soft.
Yeah,
but it's supposed to last longer, be more stain resistant. Let's go through a carpet.
When I was raised, we didn't have carpet. Okay,
what did you have? Carpet.
Oh, we had carpet. Actually, what's funny is in my room to this day, the room I grew up in has rainbow colored carpet, like shag carpeting from the 70s or 60s.
To this
70s.
Day?
I'm not to this day.
How can we take a picture of it, put it up on the website?
Yes.
Can you
I'll take a picture next time I go there.
Can you vacuum it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you had to get a special vacuum for shag rugs.
Maybe it's not shag, but it's like old. Like it's super old and it's rainbow colored.
Well, that makes sense.
So, like, it's crazy.
Can we get a sample of this?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because it's definitely torn up in spots. So I can cut a sample off and put it on the wall.
Hands down, the grossest burp I've ever had in my life.
Okay. Where are we at?
Really?
Are we done?
No, we got one more.
God, we got one more. Jesus
Christ. Took us way off track here.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That burp tastes like pineapple colored. Juice and rubbing alcohol.
So one of these is not bourbon, right?
Yeah. That was two, right? That was the Gentleman Jack.
It? Okay.
That's what we thought. No, we're that way.
Why am I? What? Oh, yeah, I got this.
Gentleman Jack.
Pass that ice.
Ice.
I forgot which was which, but I think I liked 3 and 1 so far.
I'm going 1, 3. No,
1-4.
1-4-3.
1-4-3.
Wasn't 4 the really bad one?
No, 2
4
is
the one we just had.
2 was the
rough edges.
I think it's safe to say that 2 is last.
Was 2 the really bad one?
Yeah,
2 was like the worst one.
Okay, yeah.
The one we just had was
reading.
The one we just had was the Berber. The one we just had was the Berber carpet.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Rating whiskeys?
Toyota? I like Toyotas. What are we doing?
All right, so this is the last of the bourbon and or whiskey. The last one may have been generously poured, which may mean this may be the worst one. I don't know. Okay.
No. This might be the one I poured.
I was pouring a lot too. I actually poured some of my sock, so if we need some more later,
we can make more of the bad
one.
The
one I was pouring was going to be the worst one. I went very.
We can make more of that one if you pour it on your sock.
Here we go.
Cheers.
Right down the hatch.
Cheers to number 5 bourbon.
To garbage.
See how this goes.
I don't hate that.
I like that one.
I think that's a bullet.
Think that's bullet?
That's the only one I've had before.
Oh, so cheater over here. I think I've had Bullet too, but I don't remember it because I've talked.
It's kind of like takes over your senses a little bit. Oh, yeah. Like it spreads fast.
Yeah. Like Ebola. It's like a disease.
It's like the Ebola.
It's a disease.
Of not necessarily a bad way,
but it's a good disease.
So what kind of rug is that?
Yeah. If you had to describe a rug.
That's a good point. What kind of rug spreads fast?
one with crabs in it.
Easy now. Oh, man.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
It reminds me of the fermented shark.
What?
In Iceland. We had some fermented shark.
Why?
As soon as you put it in your mouth, it engulfs every sense you have.
Why would you do that to yourself?
That's like their thing.
Yeah.
It's like their thing over there.
There's a lot of things that I don't do when I go to places. I can't think of it. It's probably true.
So, that's either my favorite or my second favorite.
It's my favorite.
I think it's my second favorite. I really like the first one.
Was the second one we said was the worst one?
Yes.
Yeah. I like the third one and the first one.
So which one?
3-1. Three is first. Three is first.
Three is first for you?
Okay, hold on.
No.
I'm gonna tabulate.
I'll do one. One is first. Yeah, yeah. Ben, pull up a spreadsheet. Let's get a spreadsheet going.
Let's get this.
I feel more comfortable if there's a spreadsheet open. Okay?
Shut up. I'm not doing
it. The engineer needs a spreadsheet to put it on a document.
So he's got a spreadsheet.
Give me all five in order.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
4-2. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody's going to have that rating.
Nope.
No, I will not have three even close to the top.
What was three?
Three wasn't the really bad one, right?
Intern.
No, two was the really bad one. Oh, okay.
Intern.
Oh, Jesus. Get nervous. Oriental rug.
I'll go five.
Five.
One.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
4-2.
All right. 4-2 seems to be popular.
One.
Hold on. I don't have the name right.
Oh, you just.
One.
One. Five.
Uh huh.
Three.
Yep.
Four. Mm-hmm. Two.
Okay. 4-2 seems to be popular. Brandon, you guys?
One. Five. 4-3-2.
Ooh, 4-3-2. That's a new combo.
Wow.
I'm going to do.
Talk closer to your mic.
I've had multiple things going on, guys. Jesus. Five. I'm going to do 5-1-4-3-2.
All right. Now for the big reveal.
Is there a way to confirm this against like some bourbon rating system?
Five of us just did this, so we're experts.
We are experts.
You're right.
Not knowing anything about bourbon, whiskey,
bourbon reveal.
Right. What was number one?
Should we go in order?
Yeah, 1-2. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's start with number two.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
See if watch is going to be like the nicest
number. So if I time out, don't do it quite yet. I'm going to figure out what was our highest rated by.
Okay. He's going to tabulate the highest rated.
We'll be back in a half hour.
So five got two first place votes.
But do we have to guess now which one we think
one was? We could do that.
I mean, it's sure. I have no idea, but. We can do that.
I have no idea.
One is probably the highest rated because one has two. One has one first, but
two firsts.
No, just one. You are the only one that said one. Oh, Brandon does too. So two firsts and three seconds. So one's number one.
Okay.
Then five.
I think one is 1792.
One, five.
1792.
Three, four. 1-5-3-4-2. Is the group. All right,
so should we start at the bottom? So I think one is 1792.
So start with two.
Start with two?
Yeah, because that's the bottom.
1792 was a leap year.
What do we think two is?
I think two is Colonel Lee's
garbage pile.
Colonel Lee's, General Colonel Lee.
General Lee. Jack
just
passed.
Number two is Bullet. No, I'm just
messing around.
It's Colonel Lee.
God, that'd be so good. Wait for it.
Nice. You got a drum roll.
Colonel Lee.
Rimshot. So Colonel Lee was number two. I think that was pretty evident that the
1-5-4-3-2 or 1-5-3-4-2? 1-5.
Is that what you said?
I'm trying to think what our group rating was.
Oh.
Colonel Lee available at Total Wine and More for $17.99.
1-5.
I think we got
it. Do we have a price for all these?
That was I think $15.99. It was $2 off today. That's why I bought it. It was at Total Wine.
1-5-3-4-2. Joe, yours is the group consensus.
Oh, I am group.
There we go.
I am group.
1-5-4 is next.
Oh, we want four next?
Yep.
Okay.
Because that's what we think is the second worst.
I think
second
four.
Worst. What do you think it is?
I think four.
I'm going to go with Gentleman Jack.
I think four is the whiskey.
Gentleman Jack. Gentleman Jack Mehoff. Guys, it's right. Name.
You're what do you guys think it is? What do you think four
I would
is?
Go with
Adam? The, intern
the,
Adam.
I thought three was the Gentleman Jack.
So did I. I thought Gentleman Jack was supposed to be a lot better.
What's one with the animal on it?
Buffalo Trace.
I think it's that one.
All right. That might be where I'm going.
Okay. Ben, what do you think it is?
The other two are.
I don't know. I'm trying to find out where Colonel Lee's based.
Okay.
So we can go on a tour. I want to go on a tour.
What's four? What's four?
Four is Bullet.
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 Oh, wow. And that was the second worst. That was my second worst.
Bullet.
So the original spelling.
Wow.
That's how they spell it.
I'm actually kind of surprised about that.
Yeah. I am too.
All right. Well, let's.
Not surprised. I put it at second worst.
Five was Bullet.
I think you said number five was Bullet. Actually, yeah. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Well, we can always play it back.
There's a lot of whiskey.
Yeah.
Number three.
Number three is next. I think this will be the whiskey.
I thought this was the whiskey the first time.
Okay. Yeah.
How is it so hard to find out where this place is based?
It's probably a group of, it's a conglomerate. Like they make a bunch of shitty alcohols together. True.
1997, February 16th is the year and day you would have to be born to buy alcohol.
I don't know. That's ridiculous. I saw that today.
Oh, God.
Wow.
There's like, when is the Titanic made? Like now? Like you'd, the Titanic years
made
old.
In the 1800s.
Too. Titanic could drink alcohol now.
Okay. I'm ready to go on this ride with you, but I don't know where we're going.
Just follow me, Ben. Just follow me.
What's three?
So people born after 2000 can smoke now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's yep. Weird. 2000.
And they'd be pretty cool if they did.
But they'd look pretty cool.
They'd sure. Look pretty cool if they did.
All right. Number three. What do we think that is?
We thought it was Gentleman. Gentleman Jack.
I think it's Gents.
Number three?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the best one.
You like
that's what you said,
the best, yeah.
But I think it is Jack. Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's
I
go
think
for
it's
it.
Jack.
All right.
Gentleman Jack.
It really did taste like Jack.
The Buffalo Trace.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh, baby.
Was that so Gentleman
favorite?
Jack.
That's my favorite.
So Gentleman Buffalo, Jack got us all confused because it's top two.
It is top, and that's wow. Whiskey.
Yeah.
I didn't put it at top two.
No, you put...
Is Buffalo Trace, the most expensive one?
No, Buffalo Trace was... People generally say Buffalo Trace is the best, cheapest bourbon.
Gentleman Jack might have been the most expensive
one. I did it.
So I think the message here is that none of us can tell the difference between bourbon.
Absolutely,
and
I
not.
Could not.
Nope.
But maybe now that I know what the difference is.
So next is five.
Buffalo Trace is the penis shaped one. I picked that as number one.
Wookie's Freudian slips are just rampant right now.
I don't think they're Freudian.
He's just going right at it.
All right, what do we think this is? I just looked at it.
So I think it's the whiskey see. One. I think number one is the 1792.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that answer, I guess.
So you think it's what?
I think it's Gentleman Jack. I'm just going to keep guessing Gentleman Jack until it is.
It is Gentleman Jack.
Hey,
Gentleman
it Jack. Is. Second place.
Which one was that? Number one?
Five.
Okay.
That was three.
The third best
that
whiskey.
Was five. That's sorry, five. That was five.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then number one has to be...
Anybody want to guess what number one is?
1712.
So the consensus was this is the best one?
I mean, by our votes, yeah. I voted this one the best one. I voted Gentleman Jack the best one, but you...
I voted this
group consensus
best.
Is this is the best one.
So 1792.
Me and the intern voted Gentleman Jack the best.
I believe this is a small batch bourbon, so that must mean that it's...
That was very apparent when I was tasting this.
Yeah,
very,
small.
It tasted like a small
batch. You could
batch.
Tell it was not a large batch.
It tasted
yep.
smaller,
yep.
just in general.
Which kind of like was Charlie a dead batch. Giveaway, really.
So me and the intern voted Gentleman Jack first. Joe and Brandon did the 1712.
92.
Wilkie did three, which was...
Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace. Wilkie likes buffaloes and things that are shaped like penises.
And that's why he picked it.
Am I supposed to disagree?
No,
I disagree.
Those are facts.
I disagree.
No, you don't.
1792 is a hell of a year.
Why? Yeah, tell me more.
Give me some
coinage
top
act.
10 highlights of 1792.
It was a leap year.
Was it?
Yep.
It's a highlight.
Sure. Francis II, Holy Roman Emperor, takes office.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very controversial.
Why? What happened?
He wanted everybody to wear business casual the whole week. And they were used to Hawaiian Shirt Fridays in the Roman Empire. So that's why
I do love Hawaiian Shirt Fridays.
Mount Hood was named.
What was it named?
It was named Mount Hood. Okay. It was named after the hooded penis of British Admiral Lord Hood.
Jesus. Why are you making this up?
It's more or less accurate.
There's so much penises.
More all right, where are we at? Did we totally rank everything?
Yeah.
We totally ranked everything.
712. And I can't read that one. Tell them a Jack.
Oh, shit, they're backwards.
No.
No, we got it. Only two of them.
Definitely done by somebody who's had a few.
We went 1792, Gentleman Jack, Buffalo Trace,
Bullet,
and Garbage. We drank Garbage. Yeah, we got it.
That was great.
That was a great run. Yeah, I like that.
All right. We're 29 minutes.
Could you do that with anything else? Like any other alcohol, would you be able to do that with?
What, like drink and rate them?
Yeah, I said we did vodka. Could we sit here and I couldn't do it if it was vodka.
Why couldn't you do it?
Because it's disgusting. I hate vodka.
Oh, really? I get what you're saying.
And I don't know if I
could. Yeah, I could do it with anything.
I couldn't. I don't like tequila that much.
I like tequila a lot. That's one of my favorites.
Could you drink it? Like, really? That's fine. Enough to drink it straight like that?
Oh, yeah.
And sip five times?
Gin and tequila, those would be the big ones. Actually, whiskey would be up there. Whiskey would probably be third.
Well, obviously, that was
rum
your first.
Would be a little lower.
No, it wouldn't.
Vodka would be at like the bottom.
Does anyone drink rum straight? Is that a thing?
No.
No.
I mean, people do. So you have
to pay to drink rum?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You can't taste it unless it's like a straight drink.
Yeah, it has to be straight. Not gay.
Would be able to. Yeah, I would say most alcohol, because I don't really like the taste of it, but I could do it.
I like the taste of like certain whiskeys and bourbons. Like I enjoy it.
1792 was smooth.
Yeah. Like I can drink Jameson straight out the bottle.
Bicycle really? Was not invented by 1792.
What were we doing?
I got an Olympic medal count update.
It's garbage.
But I need a ruling.
Wait. Hit the button.
I don't know what that is. Nope.
Okay. Should be labeled on your soundboard.
I'm covering the soundboard up. I got it now, guys.
Can I get a ruling? All
right. Okay, can I get a ruling? On the Olympic medal count, do you guys think I should sort by who has the most gold medals to see who's in front or who has the most total medals?
NBC sorts by gold medals.
I think it should be two separate counts.
All right, so you want me to do this twice?
It's not hard. You say Norway has this many medals and this many golds.
All right, okay, so let's start
Norway
with
gold. Norway has 19.
It's got you so good.
Okay, no. Okay, now we'll sort by gold medals.
Eight.
Wait, these are 19.
I thought
they
knew
have
the
eight
answer.
Gold medal. I don't. Six. I'm just guessing.
Norway has six.
Oh, you're cheating.
But Germany has nine.
Ooh.
So Germany is winning the gold medal count right now.
How many?
Norway's in second. United States has eight total medals.
Four.
We have
gold.
Five. Ugh. Golds.
Five golds.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
So we're getting
big. Beat but here's the
bad.
Thing: like we, like, the early part of the Olympics, there's a lot of Nordic events,
yeah,
like the cross country ski stuff.
Who wants to win
and
that?
We crush.
Shit.
We don't. We get crushed in that, and Norway crushes in that.
Yeah,
that's most of their medals.
That's like most of their life.
Yeah,
it's just skiing.
That's how they get to work. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, this is their one time to shine.
Yeah,
and they do it. They shine.
Fjords.
They shine bright like a diamond.
The Olympic OAR.
Oh yeah,
as
this
we call
town.
Them.
Yeah.
They don't have any gold medals. Right now, the Olympics record shows no gold medals.
Wait, does OAR really not have any medals?
Are you sure?
They have eight medals. They have no gold medals.
Take that, Russia.
So, wait, question.
Yeah.
Why are they still as a group?
Right. So, it's, right? Yeah, it's like...
It's dumb.
It's, right, it's the Hedberg joke. You know, some hotels don't have a 13th floor, but... People on the 14th floor, you know what floor you're fucking on.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You know you're on the 13th floor.
Like, they're
like,
Russia.
We know they're the Russian team, but they're not the Russian team. But they don't get to show off their flag.
Or their anthem or anything.
But who cares? Yeah. Like, they're still identified as
who
Russia.
Who cares about the actual, like, country symbol? As individuals care about the individuals.
I think the argument was...
But what if they'll still get a gold medal?
Like, why wouldn't it be like...
Yeah,
right?
They do.
If Michael Phelps was in the United States, wouldn't he just be like, I'm Michael Phelps. I don't need to be OAR. I'll just be like, Michael Phelps.
His own brand, you're saying?
Yeah,
so I think be like Russia has
the torpedo. One has something to say about that.
Ian Torpedo. I mean Ryan Lochte.
Torpedo. Torpedo is the original Phelps, but also Australian, and in Sydney.
And he didn't win as many golds.
And he didn't win as many golds.
So
and he wasn't as good.
Olympic athletes from... I got a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Olympic related. Related to hockey.
We haven't
hockey
hit a topic yet. Should we hit a topic?
Let's hit a topic. Let's just get that out of the way.
Topic number one.
All right. It's the Olympics.
All right.
Topic number one is the Olympics. So, hockey. This year, the hockey peoples, the NHL has decided they're not sending their players to the Olympics, mm-hmm. so they're not there. So right. are the NHL, or sorry, the American teams made up of all like amateurs, like, so to speak,
college hockey players.
They can be AHL players, so they can be professionals. And they just can't be NHLers.
Okay.
Like there's WHL and UHL. Yeah,
there's probably some junior players in there. There's a lot of college players in there. But none of the other pro leagues did that. So, like, there's KHL, Russian Professional League players playing in the Olympics and everything.
Yeah.
But what do you guys think about just that in general, that whole philosophy of should the Olympics be amateurs or can they be professionals? What do you think?
I don't necessarily care. I understand why the NHL did it because they were like, we don't want to take a 3-week break in the middle of our season.
To play games at 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
And then and it don't matter. Like, if somebody goes over there, Ovechkin goes over there and gets hurt, there goes somebody for the Capitals that's worth
They're not going to win another
But I mean, it's like Sidney Crosby plays for Canada, breaks his leg in the Olympics.
Right.
Awesome. There goes the Penguins.
Yep.
Hey, great moments are born from great opportunities.
It's all about time zone. It's a lot about time zone. It's also a lot about negotiation for the next collective bargaining agreement. So, like,
you think it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the word on the street. The word on the street. That's partly it too. Is like it's a negotiation token. So, like, I don't know who would want it. Maybe the players would want it. So then it'll be like the owners would be like, "No, we don't want to send you to the Olympics." Okay, we'll let you guys go to the Olympics next time, but you got to give us whatever.
Oh, you think that's okay?
So extra like percentage a bargaining here, chip
that they're doing.
That's part of it, but it's also a big time zone thing too. It's just no one's gonna watch it. Sochi, like I remember being up at like 3 o'clock in the morning watching Sochi games, but it wasn't that because
you were the only one that did that.
Right?
People in Sochi didn't
and
watch
you were TJ you were Sochi. Closer. You were closer to Sochi than we were because you were Alaska at the time.
I was, but I didn't even think the time zone worked for me at the time. It was like in 2 or 3 backyard. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
yeah, it was still not good.
Yeah, I suppose
Russia's wide.
Wide load
and long. It depends on your perspective. Russia is wide and long.
No, that's not what I wanted.
That's just fine.
Yeah, but
this is what I wanted. This is Russia backing up. This is a wide load.
This is a good bit.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so where do you guys land? So like,
what's the question?
Amateurs versus professionals. So like, I think the Olympics should be the best. Period. I don't care where they come from. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't the priority be representing your country in the Olympics versus some just inner within our nation competition, which is what the NHL is?
Yeah,
that's what I would think.
Yeah, I'm told. I mean
that,
like,
it's true.
I'm more into like basketball. So like for the Summer Olympics, like basketball is better because there's a bunch of pros in it. If it wasn't a bunch of pros, I wouldn't watch it as much because the basketball would be worse. Mm-hmm. That's part of the deal. That's part of why I watch it.
It's the best. It helps
that we're
see.
Really good at it. So
what do Canadian people that are in the NHL do? Do they
play can't play?
Canada? No, can't play.
No one. Nope. If you have an NHL contract, you cannot be in the Olympics at all.
Nope.
So no one from Russia, no one from Canada, no one from anywhere. So like Ovechkin can't play in the Olympics.
It's like, so you can't do that. But like KHL gets in there. So like the Wilds and got like a KHL
Finnish
player.
League and the Norway
who's
league.
Kicking ass, by the way. He's got a hat trick today. He's got 4 goals in 2 games. I don't know, Slovakia or something.
No, we played Slovakia.
But okay, so the flip side of that is 80s Olympics, Miracle on Ice, one of the greatest sports moments of all time, happened to be a bunch of amateur college players. But
and then
like,
they changed it.
It's not because they were amateur college players that's part of it. But
that's why they made the story good.
Right. That's part of what made the story good. But like,
but Russia
I still say it should be the best of the best.
But Russia didn't have NHL players at the time.
Yeah, at the time, there was a Soviet Union and they weren't sending players over to the NHL. So
that's what I mean, that's what the bigger thing was.
It wouldn't have worked the same.
I mean, yeah, it'd be great to do that. But I also.
But like, so.
I'm not watching the game anyways.
Yeah. I would be watching way more, even with the bad time, but that's because I'm hardcore.
Yeah.
I think as soon as this shit comes back over here, which I don't know what's the Beijing, I think is the next Winter Olympics.
It stays in Asia for a long time. It goes Beijing and Tokyo.
Beijing gets another Olympics?
Yeah, winter, and then Beijing's summer's in Tokyo. Winter.
Summer's in Tokyo. And then we should do a podcast from Tokyo Olympics, by the way.
Going to do that?
If we're still running by then.
That's like
2020. We'll be fine. It's just around the corner.
Yeah. Hop, skip, and a jump.
But yeah, if the Winter Olympics come back over here sometime, I think the NHL will dip their toe back in. Or if it's in like Europe, like somewhere that's a halfway reasonable time zone. Because I think, I'll have to look it up.
The next winner is Beijing, and then that next one hasn't been picked yet, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that sounds right. But the summer is picked, because the summer is,
Paris, it goes Tokyo, Paris, us.
Yeah, exactly. LA. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that the next Winter Olympics is 2022,
yeah. That's insane. So 2026 Olympics has not been picked yet.
Yeah, 2022 Beijing, 2026 is TBD, and 2030 is TBD. But Paris, like you said,
what if they had 2030? Yeah,
2030 is, I don't know, Canada.
Yeah,
2030 is the moon.
But Paris is the summer after Tokyo, and then LA, 10 years from now, will host the Olympics, which will be kind of cool because we haven't. I don't think that we've had an Atlanta 94.
Hotlanta.
Oh, 92. 94, no. 92.
It was 96.
96.
Oh, because 94 was World Cup in Atlanta.
I hardly remember Atlanta except for Muhammad Ali
pipe bomb.
Lighting the torch and the pipe bomb.
The pipe bomb. That's all I remember.
That was the gymnastics were big there. That was Carrie's.
Oh, yeah.
The world girl that landed on one leg.
Nancy Kerrigan?
No, Carrie Strauss.
Is it easier to land on one leg than two? Really?
No. Why?
I mean,
what? No. Why don't you get up and try it? You can go do a handspring.
You know what I mean? It's like one less thing to go wrong.
Your math is fuzzy.
But I guess it makes sense. His math checks out.
Yeah, sure.
One is less than two.
Yeah.
No, ready for topic number two?
I got
two.
Another topic.
All right, ready, hit it.
Topic number two.
How many of you guys are planning to go to Wisconsin anytime soon?
I don't have plans to, but it's possible.
I can buy beer on Sundays here, so
yeah.
Not for a while.
Well, I got to be another reason to go. They're about to change the law, and you're going to want to get in before this one changes. Wisconsin Assembly to increase penalty for sex with animals.
we have to go over there to have sex with animals.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Assembly is scheduled to vote on increasing penalties for having sex with animals. Currently, it's a misdemeanor, and they're going to make it a felony because this dude was having sex with a horse in Eaton Township.
Just one guy, huh?
Yeah, but he must have done it pretty hard because they're changing the law.
He's just got to ruin it for everybody.
This is somebody having sex with a turkey.
The funny part about this article was like you can if you search for Wisconsin penalty for sex with animals or whatever, the news articles will either come from the Twin Cities or from Chicago.
How much have you been searching?
What are you looking at in your free time?
No, I just it popped
up. Yeah, no, I just what? No, you just what?
Yeah, but it's not. It, you know,
Dude, I can't explain the algorithms. Even the people who make the algorithms can't explain it. It's a black box. Okay, we don't know what goes in, comes out. Whatever. So but I will tell you, I will tell you that Chicago and Twin Cities are jumping on the story because we know that Wisconsin's
something's banging going on a lot of animals.
Banging a lot of animals. But it was a misdemeanor. It's going to become a felony. Is that too severe?
What our opinion is.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that too severe?
I don't know.
What's associated with a felony? What's the difference between a misdemeanor and a felony as a terms of a
permanent
charge?
Record, right?
What?
Felony is permanent record.
Okay.
And
couldn't you have a misdemeanor and a permanent record?
I think they go away. 2 years or something like that, a year?
Because I know the penalty obviously is different. But I don't know what the difference is as far as the criminal court goes.
Misdemeanors are more serious than infractions, but not felonies.
Okay, we got that.
Felonies are the most serious of crimes.
Okay, we got that.
Oh.
Figure that much out.
Shit. Died by drop.
Is murder a felony?
This is the alt law website. They're not really helping us out very much.
It's okay.
But yeah, felonies are pretty bad. Obviously.
Glad we figured that out.
Okay. Severity.
I'm the winner is
felonies.
Barbaro. felony. Severity. Felony is more severe. Misdemeanor is less severe. Felony examples: murder, robbery, grand theft,
and having sex with animals.
Misdemeanors: shoplifting, domestic fight.
That's not helping.
So this is going to mean sex with animals worse than domestic fight in Wisconsin.
Okay,
is that correct?
God, that's a really loaded question.
Yeah,
is it? Why don't you just answer it?
Don't be afraid.
I'm not being afraid.
We're not recording.
I'm going to go with yes. No one's listening. I'll say yeah.
Punishment yeah. Felony.
Wait.
Go to
yeah. What's like animal abuse?
I feel like
look it up.
This is considered animal abuse.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying. Is animal abuse a felony if you beat your dog?
Domestic fight is people abuse.
I'm not caring about people.
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor.
All right, but all right, what was your penalty thing?
Punishment. Felony can go to state prison for more than 1 year. Misdemeanor, sentence of less than 1 year.
So it's just a year or more.
Yeah. Felony, effect on civil liberties. Complete loss of Second Amendment rights.
Oh.
Right to vote, serve on jury, and hold public office. So you lose all those things with a felony. Misdemeanor, no effect.
So wait, if you get a felony, you can no longer vote?
Yep.
Not, is it forever?
Yep.
What?
So it says here.
That seems wrong.
I mean, if you're having sex with an animal, I feel like you do deserve to lose your right to vote.
I'm okay with that.
We probably should not have those people voting.
That's okay.
Yeah, or so buying.
That makes sense.
But they don't get any weapons either. Which seems about right. Yeah. If you're trying to have sex with animals, you shouldn't get an advantage.
Yeah. So
like you should have to do it unarmed.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to have sex with a horse? You got to fight it.
Yeah. You got to be willing to go to it unarmed. So.
All right. So
because the horse is going to recognize a gun and back down.
I think we agree.
Yeah. Yeah. We're good.
What is that symbol?
It means click another button. I got another topic.
Topic number three.
This is from the topic of what goes up must come down. There's been some extra calculations done, and apparently there's a 6% chance that Elon Musk's car actually will come back to Earth someday.
Wait, how? What?
Yeah. Washington Post says they've rerun the calculations, and some scientists looked at it and said somewhere around 6% chance that it's going to hit Earth and 2.5% chance it'll hit Venus. In about a million years.
In about a million years.
In like a million years. But still, in a million years, that's going to be a problem.
At that point, Earth won't even be here, probably.
Yeah.
But we won't be on Earth.
Well, yeah, that's, I hope so.
It's probably a better chance of someone like stealing his car.
Yeah.
Like just going up.
A 9% chance of his car getting stolen by aliens.
Funny thing is, there's totally going to be somebody that's going to go try to catch his car like in space. Some other billionaire is just going to be like, yeah.
It's going to be Lance Bass. Yeah. Lance Bass is for sure going to steal his car.
Or like Bezos or Zuckerberg or somebody's. Or somebody we don't even know is going to come along someday and just be like, no, I'm a badass.
Yeah.
Get your car. That's my car now.
That makes sense. Mark
gonna,
from MySpace.
Then they're going to drop it on his house from space.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The car is likely going to burn up before reaching the surface. So built pretty shitty.
Likely.
Built in America. That's what you get. Burns up before it hits the surface.
You know, it wouldn't burn up a Toyota.
That's right. Like Toyota's going to last. It's going to come in slower, but it will not burn up.
It's going to burn more fuel, but it won't burn up.
But it won't burn up all the way.
You could drive that afterwards, probably. They run forever.
Should we do a
wimpy
corner?
Yeah, let's do that.
Jesus, I'm not even ready. Had a bad day. I gotta sort through all my
That was really loud.
Sorry guys. Sorry, I don't care.
I'll fix it later.
Doesn't matter.
I got a little discussion to talk about. Kids are psychopaths. Okay. Like I know people have been saying the new generation is worse than
forever.
Yeah. But like this time we're saying it and we're right. Like you look at them and they're younger and they got some fun hair and stuff, but these are monsters. These are monsters hidden in plain sight. Like we went through Facebook. Facebook came up and we were like sorting through our digital camera, figuring out what pictures we want on the internet and stuff. These kids just throw this shit up willy nilly. They don't care what's going on. They got a zillion dick pics up online.
What are you looking at?
Like, how are you going to reason with them?
They're monsters.
They're like, you know, they're like a soldier who comes back from war. You're never going to scare them. They've already been to hell. How can you blackmail somebody who's got a dick pic floating around online or whatever? You'd be like, yeah, I got a dick pic of you. I'm going to show all your friends. And be like, I just did a goatsy on Snapchat 10 minutes ago. Like, not a big deal. I'm not afraid of whatever you're going to send to me. Like, how do I go into McDonald's and little Grayson's at the counter? And I have to somehow communicate how badly I want 4 barbecue sauce packets to this kid who's been live streaming, you know, his rainbow parties on Twitch. Like, you can't communicate with this generation. So, I mean, that's where I'm at on that.
Yeah.
Had a bad day. Comedy corner.
What just happened? What were you talking about?
Sorry. Kids are crazy, man.
What? Oh, so we had a new topic?
yeah, go for it.
I don't know what it was for.
I was just saying.
Topic number four.
That's why we got to keep the minimum wage down. Like, we should probably lower it so they don't get a foothold. Dunkin' Donuts.
Fucking Grayson.
To eliminate foam cups worldwide by 2020.
They still do foam cups?
Okay.
As part of its commitment to serve both people and the planet responsibly, Dunkin' Donuts, which, if you didn't know, is a leading retailer of hot brewed coffee, announced plans to eliminate all polystyrene foam cups.
Did you say a leading leading?
A leading.
Okay.
Yeah, not the leading. Sorry. A leading. Targeted completion date by 2020 to get rid of their styrofoam cups.
It takes 4 years to get rid of styrofoam cups?
Thank you. Exactly.
It's 2 years.
2020?
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Here am I. Yeah. 2 years.
But still, I mean, like, you could do it tomorrow, right?
But time out, so I didn't even know they still had them. Like, Chick-fil-A has them, which is nuts.
We have, like, one Dunkin' Donuts in the entire Minnesota area. And in Chicago, they have them on every corner. Or Boston, they have them on every corner.
Fucking Dunkin'.
And they may have Dunkin'.
They may have fucking Dunkin'.
But, yeah, so that's weird that it takes 2 years to phase out cups. They just want to... take the
price. It's like they want the good press now that they're going to change. And well, then as they go on their journey, they're going to be like, oh, we got rid of this many. Oh, good.
They already ordered the cups. Like, what are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
Not use them?
You think they have a 2 year backlog of cups?
Maybe.
It's a lot.
Thinking ahead, man. I don't know.
It's crazy, man.
Maybe how do you think Dunkin' cheaper?
Yeah, how do you think Dunkin' stays is so good?
They're way cheaper
going forward.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Contracts.
But it's just like, yeah. I mean, it should be like next week.
You know? You would think.
But granted, they do have an inventory and they have contracts.
And they got
to
order the next
supply and design them and make sure they don't leak and spill on somebody's genitals.
Logo in 2 years.
Dad, you're obsessed with genitals today.
No. I was going to bring up Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is like Trump because they're like, they don't give a shit. So like they have styrene cups, but they're just like, yeah, but you like our chicken sandwich, don't you? It's like, yeah, we do. We're not changing.
Yeah. Not open on Sundays?
Yeah.
You don't care.
Yeah,
clearly, because we keep you coming.
Yeah, just like, fuck you. Not open Sundays. Fuck you.
That's what they say.
That's what they say to you.
If you go there, if you go to the drive thru on Sunday, there's the big middle finger where the sign used to be.
At my pleasure.
Yeah. I was going to say, that is one thing that always bothers me. If you just say thank you, they'll always say my pleasure.
They have to
say thank you after everything.
They do that. They do that at Granite City now. Do you know that? Granite City.
Yeah.
It used to be like whatever, but like when I was still working there, they changed corporate policy to whenever it's anybody says like thank you have to say my pleasure.
Yep.
And it is the weirdest thing to say to somebody. It sounds so strange.
And it's robotic. It's like they're forced to do it. So like it really doesn't mean anything. It's not even fake.
It sounds like sarcastic. Forced.
Yeah.
It's like my pleasure.
Well, that's because you were saying it sarcastically. Well, my pleasure.
It wasn't my pleasure to fill up their Diet Coke.
Chick-fil-A also.
I hated it.
You ever notice the people that work at Chick-fil-A, like some of the people that work there are like 12 years old. Like they're young.
I
Holy
have noticed
shit,
that before.
There's some young people.
Where
that
are you
work
going to Chick-fil-A?
Maple Grove?
Yeah. Maple Grove in Northtown.
They are young.
The Chick-fil-A's.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would agree with you. I've noticed that too.
Yeah. They're super young.
They must hire them at like 15.
Yeah.
Must be the thing.
I mean, that's good and all. You know, that's probably when they should be working at Chick-fil-A.
Well, those are the kids that are sending the dick pics.
Yep.
Grayson's.
Found you. Grayson's. Fucking.
Oh, I hate that kid. I've always hated that kid.
My pleasure. Meanwhile. Jesus Christ.
So what was your point with that?
Yeah, that story?
What?
What was your point with Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yeah. They're like...
what?
It's like...
No.
I thought they were kind of like Trump, because they're just like, no, fuck you. Like, Trump's like, I don't know, anything he gets accused of, he's just like, yeah, well, all right, moving on. And like, it doesn't stick to him. It rolls off his back. It's just like Chick-fil-A. Like, your criticism of their cups rolls right off their back.
Let's start over.
I got another topic.
I'm
sorry.
Well, that's not it. Topic.
Topic number four.
I didn't read this article, so let's take the journey together. Pornhub is the latest to ban AI generated deepfakes porn.
What?
So apparently there's deepfake AI generated porn that can realistically edit new faces onto pornographic actors, including celebrities.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either. I haven't been looking this up at all.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that.
As you type it with one hand again.
Where's my other hand? No, but apparently, and this was coming for a while, but AI is getting so good that we can
So they're putting someone's face on, a porn star's body.
Because there's enough video of, like, let's say, like, Hillary Clinton or whoever.
Jesus.
I don't know. Let's take somebody less let's take somebody less divisive and more attractive.
Oh, no. You just jumped right to Hillary.
That was in my head. It popped in there.
Now we know what he.
Oprah.
About.
Okay, but Oprah.
It's getting worse.
Why is that worse?
It's
not bad.
It's terrible. Barney.
Yeah, not in Wisconsin, but Barney. Okay. So let's say AI is getting so good that you can, like, you can fake people's face onto a porn.
Uh-huh.
That's the idea.
Right.
It's just video editing software and the idea of using artificial intelligence, machine learning. You can do that. So basically what's happening is Pornhub's made aware of it and they're pulling off videos that are flagged for this sort of content. And I don't know. It's just kind of interesting that this is the world we're going to, right? Like, this is inevitable and unstoppable that, like, if you get enough video of you, somebody that doesn't like you could take that and turn it into you saying whatever you want to say or doing whatever you want to, or whatever they want you to do on video. And that's just the world we're going to be living in.
Eventually, are we just going to not have actors and actresses at all?
Right.
Because they'll just be fake people that we've created on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tom Cruise could theoretically be acting 100 years from now.
He will be acting. He could be a Scientologist, so he'll be alive.
Oh, he's a Scientologist. Yeah. That's a bad example.
Yeah. I Googled AI actors, and the list is Haley Joel Osment, Jude Law, Francis O'Connor, William Hurt.
So, interesting. That's so, from the movie AI.
What a coincidence. It's going to be in every movie from here on out.
He got fat.
But I mean, that is the way it's going to be too. Because why pay Leo $20 million when we already have probably 50 hours of footage of him? We could create a robotic or Princess Leia.
Didn't they do they did that with George McFly in Back to the Future 2? But they just got a guy who looked like him.
Crispin Glover?
Yeah. He wasn't in Back to the Future 2 or 3.
Oh, because he probably wanted more negotiate money.
And then they just got a guy that looked like him and then he sued him. So maybe people will sue him for their likeness if they put him in movies.
Right.
By the way, Crispy Glover should be his name because that's way better than Crispin Glover.
Why is it better?
It's just better. Crispy Glover? It's weird.
Sure. All right.
I don't know why you guys don't like that.
I don't want to rain on your parade.
Yeah, don't.
I'll be a fan of Crispy Glover.
I knew you would.
Do you think Crispin Glover was like, I was so good in Back to the Future that, like, he doesn't want to be part of anything future without getting paid like zillions of dollars, but it's like, you're supposed to be good at your job, so.
Why have you, like, been there before?
I don't know.
You ever seen that weird rat movie with him? Like Wilfred or Willard or something, where he controls rats?
Oh, no. But weird. I think I remember seeing, like, the preview for that.
It was super weird.
Oh, no.
Rotten Tomato. Rotten Tomato score for Back to the Future 2. Go.
I would give it a 100%.
78.
73.
I'm guessing Rotten Tomatoes.
Not yeah, guess oh, the yeah. real.
Okay, yeah. I would say 82.
79.
63. Ooh, ouch.
Wow.
That's bad.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Fuck your childhood.
Why are you trying to?
What do you think Back to the Future was? Might as well.
It's probably, on probably 93.
It's got to be higher.
85.
88. Wow. 96.
Ooh.
See?
Crushed.
I knew it was going to be high.
Went from 96 to 63.
How bad was
and to
3?
Be fair,
that's insane.
The third one is the worst.
Yeah, 3's got
to
be the worst.
But I really like 2 is my favorite because they go to the future.
Yeah. The Clint Eastwood.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Third one, 74%.
What?
Back to the Future 2 is the worst Back to the Future,
ridiculous.
According to Rotten Tomatoes.
This is ridiculous.
Insanity.
But wait.
Put some money on the Cubbies.
Go with Ninja Turtles, because I'm a fan.
See, now we're down the wormhole.
TMNT 2,
right?
Secret of the Ooze.
Is that the one with, what happened to that one?
That's Kino. That's the guy who rode the bike.
And the mask? Hockey mask thing?
Nope, that's Casey. That's the first one.
Oh, that's the first one. Okay, Kino is, okay.
The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1990, Rotten Tomatoes score of 84.
71.
60.
73.
40%. Whoa, man.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That was actually a pretty good movie, though. But how was number 2, The Secret of the Ooze? That's really where all of their money was.
You know, I did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, and there actually was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 2 number 2 in 2016, Out of the Shadows. But I will go to Secret of the Ooze, because that is the best one.
That is the best one.
And it is 32%.
What the?
What about 3 when they go to Japan? What do you think?
That's the Turtles in Time one, where they go like...
But that video game was fun.
I don't even know what they called it. They just called it Ninja Turtles 3.
That's a great one.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. 21%.
Ouch.
So we're learning that those three Ninja Turtle movies, which I thought were freaking amazing, are all 40% or less.
But they went down incrementally, didn't they?
Yeah.
That would at least make a little bit more sense, because generally people don't like sequels as much, or critics don't like sequels.
They didn't like the first one.
Back to the Future doesn't make any sense to me. That makes no sense.
Yeah, 2 and 3 were bad, but 3 is somehow worse or better than 2?
Ugh. This is ridiculous. Three ninjas.
Ooh, what do we got for Three Ninjas? Three Ninjas was a really...
32%.
32?
For the first one? It has to be. Everyone has to be a...
Did we grow up with the worst movies of all time or something?
No, the same rankings are on...
How about that Mario movie?
Ooh,
Great. Was that John Leguizamo?
Yep.
And that other guy that nobody knows? Bob something.
Plus or minus 25%.
Ooh,
plus.
I'm guessing minus.
Wasn't Dennis...
I'm going to say minus.
Dennis was the bad guy.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper. Yeah. What's that guy's? Who played Mario? Bob something. Bob Hoskins.
This is amazing. Do you know who one of the second Goomba was?
Tom Jenner.
15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, see, lower than Tom.
Wow.
That's unreal.
That is unreal. Do you think we have an affinity for these movies because they were terrible when they came out and we were just like, yeah, but we like movies?
What else came out in 1993?
Lion King? Or is that 94?
94 sounds like
Forrest Gump.
In my mind, it seems
94.
Like
94.
Schindler's List. Fuck that.
Oh, you trying to hold up Super Mario World to Schindler's List?
Super Mario, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, the Fugitive, Piano, Groundhog Day, garbage. Mario, thank you.
Show me in Schindler's List where a guy's head turns into a dinosaur head. Show me. It doesn't.
I can't
happen.
Show you that.
So
it's the cutscene.
Mrs. Doubtfire, Sleepless in Seattle.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Pacino.
Hello.
Philadelphia. Free Willy. Robin Hood. Men in Tights. Sandlot. Tombstone.
Willy? Santa Claus.
No, Sandlot.
Hocus Pocus.
What's Free Willy? We all love Free Willy.
Yeah, but do we?
I will tell you now. After I've read a bunch of movies from 1993, I totally get it. Like that year was stacked, man. That's good movies.
What's Free Willy's Rotten Tomatoes?
It is doesn't have one.
It doesn't exist. It's too good.
Too good.
Yeah, it doesn't have one.
They released the ratings. They
just hold on. I'm gonna dig it a little bit.
They said not worth it. It's too good. Why even?
I stayed in the Free Willy hotel room at Planet Hollywood in Vegas one time. Yeah. They had his hoodie in there.
What happened?
Did you put
that's,
it on?
That's it.
Mm.
Nah, did they play the
Michael Jackson song?
I don't know.
Did they play the Michael Jackson song and repeat? Like
no. They had the hoodie and a glass case on the wall, and then like a picture and signed something. Because all their rooms have like movie memorabilia in them or whatever.
Is that the Hold Me Like the River Jordan? Is that from Free Willy?
Yeah.
57%.
57? That's better than I thought it
would be. So Free Willy is better than any of those other movies we said.
It's almost 4 times better than Super Mario.
Yeah. Free Willy is 4 times better than Super Mario.
I mean, I would agree with that.
I'd say like 2 times, maybe 3, but maybe not 4.
At least when I was 8 or whenever these movies came out, I would totally agree with that.
Really? I wasn't a huge Free Willy fan.
I loved Free Willy.
I could watch it one time and it was like whale jumping, cool, but
get it, Shamu.
Yeah. Get back to me when he does something cool like time travel. Does a whale have a flux capacitor?
Or turn somebody's head into a dinosaur.
Yeah, he didn't do that.
Do you think Jason James Richter took his money and ran?
Who the fuck is Jason James Richter?
That's the kid.
I don't know.
Well, that's the kid. I don't know.
From Free Willy.
I don't think he did anything else.
What else
Free Willy
do?
2. He did Free Willy 2.
Sabrina, The Client. Oh.
The Client.
He's an avid fan of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, that sucks.
So that's what tells you right there. He's just living a life of...
misery.
Okay, I got some listener questions.
All right, let's hit it.
What button is that?
I don't know. Listener question button.
These are the listener questions. We answer questions from our listeners.
Do you feel... okay, here's a question from a cat face emoji.
What's that handle?
The name is IMFCKNGR8.
I'm fucking great. Got it.
Oh, okay. You got it. It was submitted to Chai. My name's Chai. Best triceps on YouTube. Future Olympian. Streamer and video maker. And Luke Cutforth. Luke is not sexy. I'm a pretty big deal about four people, one of whom is my mom, YouTuber, filmmaker. Anyway, the question is, do you feel the pressure to be successful by a certain age? What did you dream to achieve by your current age when you were younger, and how have your dreams changed through the years?
What are dreams?
And how do
we
I change
We did a
them?
Bourbon tasting contest. Damn it. So this is a heavy question.
I don't, man, what?
But do you ever feel pressure to be a certain place at a certain time in your life, age in your life?
I mean, yeah, there is that pressure.
Yeah, after, I think it's natural.
Yeah. I mean, you got like the whole kids thing. Like you're supposed to have kids by.
Yeah, 26 age. Or like 24.
Not
or,
at the time no, any of kidding. Us have it. None of us
I'm
have
just
them,
kidding.
I don't know. I personally, not mm-hmm. particularly.
I think I briefly set goals for certain ages of my life and then just totally blew those up.
Because they got another map.
So, yeah. So it's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
But it's like, although, yeah, it's.
Well,
it's just, you should just be happy with where you're at, well, period. Are, like, that should be the goal.
The age goals are going to change because we're all going to live to be like 150.
Yeah.
So it used to be 30 is now 55.
Oh.
That could be.
I eat too much McDonald's to live to 150. 140, okay. 140, but, all right, well, yeah, 150 is pushing it, man.
Your new 30 is 40.
Even I got to be realistic about that.
Your new 30 is 42.
Is there things that you would have liked to have accomplished by now that you haven't? Or in a good or a bad way?
Mm.
Wait.
Just a bad way.
I want to accomplish bad things.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's too deep. I can't focus enough to do this.
Your dreams change throughout the years. I think that's an easy that's yes, easy. Right? 100%. So you just become more mature and you realize that some things my are more suck, valuable than others. Or, yeah, my dreams are stupid. Like, I want a race car bed filled with, you know, gumballs. Like, no, that's a stupid dream. Like, why would you think about that? Should have been worried about your college finals or whatever. I don't know. Like,
yeah, you're 20 years old. Why do you want a race car?
You're 20 years old. Why do you want a race car filled with gumballs? Like, come on. Okay, I got another question.
Yeah.
This question is submitted to the world.
From who?
Submitted by Dub Club.
Ooh, what's their Twitter handle?
Dub Club is, Twitter handle is at DubClub2950.
That's a really dumb Twitter handle. Sorry, guys.
And they well, this is how you start a rivalry.
Good. To the world.
They submitted to the world. They have 39 followers from Dubuque, Iowa. Dub Club is just a couple of girls who enjoy drinking alcohol and talking about life. They are starting a podcast. They started their podcast around the same time we had. However, I have not been able to view one of their podcasts or listen to one of them because I don't know what the fuck they're putting them. in a nice way. We can help you out
hey
with
guys.
That.
Yeah, you maybe. Need help on it not be successful. We're nailing
but
it.
But we're not doing it for free. We know the technology.
Yeah, we'll
anyway,
you.
They're back. This was on January 29th. They said, we back. We want to know what the repercussions are of mixing sushi and chocolate milk. Tweet us your response. We're not going to do that.
Yeah,
well,
we
maybe we will.
Yeah, we're going
we
to.
We probably definitely do.
You mean, can do it light right
why
now.
Can't
actually.
You make, why
what do you
can't
mean you, repercussions?
Yeah, you could totally mix sushi and chocolate milk.
Okay.
Why couldn't you?
I don't
I
know.
Love seems, chocolate I milk.
Guess
I love
their
sushi.
Point is those are some crazy, it's a crazy combination. Maybe it's not going to react very well in your stomach.
Why?
Okay, so what do you think the combination of that would lead to?
Yeah, what? It's chaos.
I don't know. Puke of brown
the sushi. Puke, Iowa? You think
the
it's
puke the puke, Iowa?
That's, I mean, you can drink whatever you want and eat whatever you want. Free country.
I don't like fish to begin with, so I'm mixing fish and milk together. Sounds awful.
I love sushi.
Would you drink chocolate milk and sushi?
I love chocolate milk.
Will you do it next time we're on the air?
100%.
All right, so we can get back to them. Tell them to tune in next time.
I will drink a giant glass of chocolate milk and eat a lot of sushi.
Okay, we'll try it out. We'll do it live.
I will taste
Instead
bourbon
of
again.
Soy sauce, we'll just use chocolate milk.
That doesn't make any sense, Adam. This is why you're the intern.
Actually, I think that kind of gets at what the question was.
No.
Yeah. I agree. You should do that.
You gotta dunk my sushi and chocolate milk?
Yeah.
Fine.
And you gotta drink some. And yeah.
What? You gotta drink the leftover.
Just tastes like chocolate milk.
What if
sushi?
You get really sick?
What? Like what? Like the urban legend, if you swallowed a Mentos and drank Diet Coke, your stomach explodes?
Yeah, that's true. No, Mythbusters.
Urban legends are made to be broken.
It could happen.
Can any of you do impressions?
No.
Our last question this week comes from Cam Kirkman.
Who? Better handle?
At Cam Kirkman.
Oh, so dumb.
Nice.
God, he submitted it to two people again, True Georgie, which is a YouTuber and podcaster, and Joe Sugg. I didn't choose the Sugg life. The Sugg life chooses me. It's like these are just computers that made up this bullshit catchphrases.
Wilkie gets some bourbon and all of a sudden he's just the grumpy gills.
I'm sorry. If you had £1 for every impression you could do, could you afford Zoella's calendar? Asking for a friend.
What?
I think they're English. I so like that a pound much. Is like money.
What's Zoella's calendar?
I assume it's a calendar. And how much can a calendar really cost? So let's say it's £10 and £1 equals $1.
It doesn't, but sure.
So can you do 10 impressions? No.
No, I can't.
Thank
can
you.
Can you do one?
Let's think about it here.
Let's see it.
Name an impression. I'll do it.
All right. Here we go. Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. That was the best Christopher Walken I have ever heard.
I thought he was in the movie.
Like, that is Christopher Walken.
Name another one. Name another one. I do another one. Okay. I just rock him off. Right. Let's go. Right. Line him up.
George Clooney.
Sorry, he's got the flu. That's ER.
So what, he's not here right now?
That's ER.
George Clooney has a flu, ER. So that wasn't an impersonation of him.
Okay,
Mark,
I got nothing.
Mark Wahlberg.
I got nothing.
Yeah,
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
I put your sandwich on fucking layaway. Wait, that's Ben Affleck.
Say hi to him on
imitating the phone. Donnie Wahlberg. Or not Walt. What was that? Oh, Casey Affleck. There's no Wahlberg involved in that.
Like, hey, goat, nice beard. That one. Oh,
yeah.
Do that.
You can
do that.
Oh, yeah. Say hi to your mother for me.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah, say hi to your mother. Say hi to your mother for me. And we did the Italian job.
It's worse. You couldn't afford.
Okay.
You, like, need to be on welfare for impersonations.
I think I owe money.
I don't know. You can probably afford a calendar, though.
I can't buy any calendars. Okay.
All right. That's all we got.
Oh, my
Is
God.
Is it over?
Yeah, that's it. All right. Until next week.
We're coming at you, Dub Club.